Hello there, my nerdy friends. My name is Neff, and here's your daily Nerd Devo. If you're fighting a supervillain and you could pull a helicopter in with just the power of your biceps, you're not Captain America. It's just Fast and Furious Fridays. This week, we're taking a look at the 9th installment and spin-off film Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, released in 2019. Spoilers ahead. So, we find a hero and a villain. Agent Hobbs and Deckard Shaw, mortal enemies on two paths that are about to run right back into each other. Deckard's newly introduced sister, Hattie, has injected herself with a deadly pathogen, and she is now being chased by a shadow organization whose lead warrior is Brixton, a ghost from Shaw's past with biotechnical upgrades that give him enhanced abilities, played by my favorite actor, Idris Elba. In order to save Hattie and save the world, Deckard and Hobbs must overcome their intense disdain for each other and work together. But in order to pull this off, they'll have to come together with Hobbs' Moen family. So in the end, it's Brixton and his army versus the Shaws and the Hobbses. Hobbses? Hobbsi? Anyway, after a crazy series of events, including a train of connected cars being dragged by a helicopter, a chase down the side of a building, and some hilarious cameos by Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart, Hobbs and Shaw find a way to overcome their differences and disdain for each other, and they save everyone. Sometimes it's not easy. In fact, it can be downright difficult to interact with people that are against us. Whether it be a coworker, a family member, sometimes it really do be like that, or just a person who is against Christianity. Now, this is easier said than done, I know, but we're called to bring love to a world that breeds so much hate, not add to that hate. What do I mean here? Well, here's an example. I recently saw a video of someone that I used to admire that was incredibly offensive and against Christianity. I was super disappointed by this because I had enjoyed this person's work up to this point. But even more so, I was disappointed by the people who claimed to be followers of Jesus, who spewed venom and hate towards this person, misrepresenting what Jesus is all about. Jesus himself says in Matthew 5:39, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek." He doesn't say slap them back or yell at them. He tells us to give grace and mercy. The same grace and mercy that God gave us. It's not easy, but we can do it because we know that God is there, and he'll help us. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? When we live for God, when we truly live for God, we can't be hurt by earthly insults or pushback. When we give our hearts to God, we start to develop things that can help us give love, grace, and mercy to people, like the fruits of the Spirit. What are those? Well, in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 26, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other." So choose grace next time someone insults you. Choose love next time someone throws hate your way. Pray for those who would see you destroyed, and be patient with those who are hard to stand. Hey, if Hobbs and Shaw can do it to save the world, why can't we do it to do the same thing? Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Neff for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, be blessed and always be a blessing.